The latest United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, and it tells us today that global food production and consumption must change to curb global warming. Our environment correspondent George Lee has been poring through this and listening to the experts this morning. And George, can you explore for us, first of all, what is the panel on climate change telling us?
What they're telling us is they've had a very close look at all of the scientific data that is, and papers and everything that's been published about the interaction of land and deserts and food production and so on climate change and how they feed into each other. And they've had a good look at that, and they said this is the latest information. And what they're saying is that man is impacting on 70% of the world's ice-free land, and about 25% of it has been degraded on an annual basis. That means it's becoming less productive, it's been eroded, we're kind of losing its value and so on, and we lose all of its ecosystem services. And they're saying this is a serious issue. And they're looking at the fact that as we till the soil, on the soil that's tilled, that is losing that soil. It's being eroded at 100 times, more than 100 times faster than nature can replenish it. And on soils that we don't till, that we're losing them 10 to 20 times faster than nature can replenish them. So big alarm calls in relation to how we're using land.
And that would perhaps surprise many people who assume that when we use land for farming, for crops and so on, we do replenish the land through perhaps manures, through fertilisers and so on, that we actually restore the land. But they're saying that's not the case, that our wisdom is wrong, if that is our wisdom.
And as you look at it across the world, whatever farming practices we have here, they differ from place to place. So it's more of a global report rather than just looking at Ireland. But they're certainly looking at that. And they're saying that the temperature on land has increased more than twice as much as the global average temperature in recent years. So you get this combination of things which is causing negative feedback loops left, right and centre, and aggravating the situation. Now, the co-chairwoman of the IPCC spoke about these negative feedback loops. Her name is Valerie Masson-Del Motte, and this is what she said.
We humans affect more than 70% of ice-free land. A quarter of this land is degraded. The way we produce food and what we eat contributes to the loss of natural ecosystems and declining biodiversity. When land is degraded, it reduces the soil's ability to take up carbon, and this exacerbates climate change. In turn, climate change exacerbates land degradation in many different ways. Today, 500 million people live in areas that experience desertification. People living in already degraded or desertified areas are increasingly negatively affected by climate change.
George, if there's a cure for this, the UN, the Panel on Climate Change, is telling us that it's in our diet, it's in what we eat.
Well, they're certainly saying it's part of the cure. I don't think they're saying that this is the cure, but they're saying you can't do the job without looking at how we're using this land and what we're doing in relation to producing food. What they say is that when you look at agriculture, forestry and land use, and you throw in then the food processing systems that we have before you get your food from the land and after you get your food from the land, that the carbon footprint of all of that process is 37% of all of the greenhouse gases that we put into the atmosphere. Yet, one third of all the food that we produce in the world is wasted or lost. And they're saying, what an absolute shame. They're saying we've got to do something about that. If we can reduce food waste, we could free up, they're saying, thousands of square kilometres of, or millions of square kilometres actually, of land, and we'd save 8 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide emissions per year by 2050. So there's a big focus in relation to what we're doing. And as a result, on the basis of that, then they're saying that we need to change our diets. Now, there's a scientific specialist with Greenpeace reacted to this morning. Her name is Dr. Reyes Tirado, and she said this.
The science is clear. The land system interacts with climate in a very dramatic way. And to be able to protect climate and limit warming to 1.5 degrees and be able to restore forests and other natural ecosystems, we need to radically change our food system. That includes reducing dramatically the amount of meat and dairy in our farms and in our diets.
George, word there from Greenpeace. One thing that farmers perhaps, and we've been hearing about the trials of beef farmers earlier in the programme, but one thing that farmers will perhaps take some comfort from, particularly meat producing farmers, is that the panel on climate change doesn't say specifically we all need to be vegetarian.
No, they didn't say that. They said we need a more balanced diet with less meat probably. And when they're looking at it, they found things like, for example, since 1961 per capita supply of vegetable oil and meat has more than doubled. The supply of food calories in that period has increased by a third. We've about 2 billion people in the world who are overweight or obese, and yet we've 821 million people who are still undernourished. So what they're saying in relation to diet is that we need to switch somehow, and they're saying that we need more of this, as you say, it's not a vegetarian diet, but it's a more considered diet, more coarse grains, more legumes or beans, fruit and vegetables, that kind of stuff, much more of that. And they're saying in terms of meat, a good deal less, but to ensure that is coming from sustainably produced areas with low carbon footprints. Sounds like grass-fed beef to me if I were an Irish farmer.
It does indeed. It sounds like something anyway. Michael Creed, the Minister for Agriculture, would espouse.
They
yes. would.
They're not saying, of course, eat it like mad, but they're just saying if you have to include meats of any sort into your diet, make sure it comes from those kind of sources. And so it's a really difficult challenge for people to get their head around that. It's very similar to what the Lancet report said recently, although they said cut out meat. I think that one of the other things which is clear from this report from the IPCC is they're saying local issues really will predominate in terms of what, and cultural issues, what will and won't be accepted by people. But there's a lot of scope for us to do an awful lot in relation to what we're doing with land and the way we produce food, which could help us an awful lot in terms of climate change mitigation and adaptation. And that's what this report is about.
George Lee, environment correspondent, with us in studio this lunchtime. We're